So this is called Dear Straight Men. Dear Straight Men, just because I'm gay, it doesn't mean I want every man. I only want most of them. There is no need to think yourself special. I have a crush on humanity. I want to be Freddie Mercury, rolling across a sea of half-naked men, oiled bodies glistening, carrying me for eternity, my preferred mode of transport. I'm watching my carbon footprint, my cycle to work scheme, tell your company. Dear straight men, just because I'm gay, it doesn't mean I wear makeup. It's only a little bit of lip liner I put on for Tesco. I meant to go down for a new ironing board, but I couldn't stop adding to my look, dash after dash of panache. It only took me 3 days to construct this red and blue Tesco value pantsuit. I dress up for the meat freezers. The vapor pouring out is stage smoke. I vanish into linoleum. Now you see me, now you don't. Dear straight men. Just because I'm gay, please don't message me when your girlfriend sleeps. Late at night at 2 a.m. on Facebook or Grindr. Please send me love letters. I don't mind affairs if they're high profile. I will be your Monica Lewinsky. Send me roses on my birthday. Put a ring on my finger. Pay for hotel rooms with cash, never credit card. Can't let Hillary see transaction lines of how you wind and dine me. Dear straight men, there is nothing funny about my sexuality. I take it all very seriously. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a Judy Garland convention. Here comes my taxi of rolling man bodies.
So I didn't get fluid, but I actually got the travel bug. So it's not Paris this time, it's Venice. So I'm particularly inspired by a Vivaldi concert I went to, and thinking about Vivaldi where he taught at the Ospedale della Pietà, which they formed an orchestra of 60 women. And some of them became the world's, or Europe's best musicians and composers. So especially Anna Maria della Violin, which I mentioned in the poems. So Vivaldi. At Chiesa San Vidal, I recall how you saw music in black water. Gondola oars circling the flat-bottomed boat as if drawing the bow across seven strings. You tuned the viola d'amore to the key of A, the same key as the five bells of Campanile, each carried by the wind. In the sacristy, winter hands shaped cadences, concerto in D minor, as deftly as white snow falls into the palms of saints, patterns unraveling as if prayer mats, or an arabesque on an Arabian scroll in the gateway to the east. There is a long passage in a motet, Nulla in Mundo Pax Sincera, that moves like a slow train back to the mouth of waters. You sculpt in notes as if a delicate musical maquette arch over secrets close enough to touch. My throat became a hollow throat of a flute that longed to play in La Pietà, But you left for Vienna before returning with the plaintive cry of a river god someone once knew. Tiepolo's nymph reclining with Puto beneath bridges of half-sleeping eyes. I imagined you as a black swan, the shape of a gondola. Your neck coiled as a cello scroll, wings as the wings of a black lion curled against your cheek. I watched you sinking into a glass mirror, anointed you with holy oil, wrote an elegy at the bridge of flowers, Istrian stone, your headstone. I imagined the canal to be a tree, wrapping its watery branches around you as if you were a disintegrating leaf, trembling in the corner of latticed galleries where Anna Maria del Violin once played. A window of sky opened and closed, your violin silent, floating in the white snow, and I wondered, a che punto è la notte? At what point does it turn into night?
This is what the sheep said. A damp solstice, but not so cold. The grass is combed by a salty wind, but there's no hope of snow as yet. I'd lie in it with my belly full deep, sleep long in its white warmth, taste the melting, become invisible. Time was we herbivores wandered over the lands in gratified profusion, more assured and goat-like. We had longer legs, sharper horns and teeth. We ran with antelopes and unicorns before we were corralled by humans. Collectively, we sheep had all agreed to barter our bodies in return for care, so to advance your species' evolution. We didn't foresee a breach of contract. In our dreaming, we counted humans, just as you count sheep to get to sleep. We idealized your species to our cost. Few of you gave the least concession. After all this time, we profess our loss. The oppression of your taking control, we are tied, shorn, drenched, undone. You steal our milk and eat our young. Seemingly, your scientists never cease to probe the tender margins of our flesh, imposing your unnatural fates upon us. They were pleased to designate Dolly, if ever there was a name for rumination, as the first successful clone of our own. But do not think we are anti-progress. Your ancient Greeks described us as the creature that only walks forwards. Humans presuppose we lack erudition, but then it might surprise you to know that we sheep are adept at facial recognition. Yet you humans cannot tell us apart. Why then do you not call us smart?
Tweet like you're fit to implode. Each bulletin more like an ode. Forget your fake news, it fails to amuse, and Putin cracks up at your code.
That poets subconsciously write because they fear of being forgotten. So it's really beautiful to hear poet, some people awakening poets that could have been or probably have been forgotten. So thank you very much. I want to research them all because they sound awesome. They sound inspiring. So I've been researching a painting by Picasso. It's called The Man with the Guitar. And it's a very, very famous painting of a man slumped over a beige, very brightly colored guitar, but it's in the Picasso's blue. And the painting actually is drawn over an old draft of a mother and baby. So that's actually drawn behind it, and it's only been found 2 years ago. And so I've taken those two pieces of inspiration, and this poem grew out of it. So I hope you enjoy. It's very short. Oil paint shrouds a past of a mother and son. Picasso blue with a bliss black. Coats of homeless, shameful outcast. Jack Frost skin in his heavy letters, and oil on a dead canvas. His bone fingers trail on the board of a beige guitar. A memory of yesterday's folk song. Although gay, the melancholy blue invades. Thank you very much.
I actually didn't count people in between that aren't with the numbers. So we actually have 21 poets and 10 minutes. So I'm going to ask the people that read here a lot, if you wouldn't mind, even the new people maybe have a chance. If that's cool with everybody, is that cool?
That's fine.
Is that mutually agreed? Yeah. All good? Okay, cool. So, Dylan Connell, please.
Woo!
Familiar shadows creep up onto the ceiling and I disappear, shadow screws deep into my peeling strands. Lowly, I'm revealing bland sentiments of the unfeeling damned. My fellow sleepless companions, separated by the mannequins who stand among us, but I can't understand the lungless plummets into night. Sleep so far away from me, I lose my breathing in the fight. It's so constricting. Barely the energy to move, and yet my mind is contradicting because it's the one inflicting. Running, 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 depicting and predicting. Images get so addicting in a head that grows insisting upon sunsets of hope, dreams, and twisting fantasies. I can't believe I see the nightmares in their place now. I'm just an error, I'm erased. How fitting. I fall into my place, then all this terror dissipates. I'll be forgiving. At least that's what it whispers. The silence of insomnia, the shadows and the figures, the festering, shallow fear and solemn pictures. And at times I can't escape it, so I turned in a rhyme, curve my spine and just embrace it.
I just want to make a quick announcement. Myself and my friend Nicola Cooney, we're Waterfordians and we're down studying in Cork, and we're just starting an open mic night next week. So it's called Mod Words, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Mod Words Cork. And basically it's going to be spoken word, music. We have a special program for filmmakers where we pair poets and filmmakers, and they have to make a project in 3 weeks and we show it. It's on next Tuesday, 8 o'clock in the Poor Religion. Now I know it clashes with the Rebel, with the Irish and the American thing that you guys are doing, but anyone, if you want to come late or whatever, we'd love to have as many people as we can come to the event. And considering the night that's in it with Remembering Women, I was going to read another poem, but I'm really passionate about the repeal movement at the moment. This is a poem I wrote. In Waterford there's like trucks, and I'm sure they're in Cork as well, with the pictures, and they're really graphic, and it's not necessary, and if we're going to have a debate, we should have a reasonable one.
Yes.
So,
they're not real pictures.
This is called The Pictures You Don't Show. There is a time and a place for platitudes and placards, posters and paintings, your artistic vision of a perfect punishment, romantic almost, to push people away from choice. You show pictures of the victors, women glad they kept on, the ones that kept going strong, held on. And that's all well and good, we praise motherhood, but you have this idea in your head that pro-choice means pro-dead. You display love both on highways and byways, inconsiderate to the broken ones who hide away, but then you go on and say, well, she deserved it anyway, but I refer you to case 08. Just another girl with a face. Never mind, you're behind in the dark at the mercy of a public park, where unfriendly fumbles become courtside mumbles. The solicitor's arguments unravel as the judge bangs his gavel. Not enough grounds for arrest, we can't protest. And then you paint a picture of a frostbitten child deposited in a silver eternal winter, covered in blood. God, don't you show any love? Think about the ones who have only ever dreamed of hearing the birthing scream, but instead are deafened by silence. Your horrific act of verbal violence is another level of unkindness. Stitch a picture of reality into the banners you carry. Understand the palette of restriction you give in your contradictions. Love for all, yet you barely respect the ones that live on. So for your next graphic display, I say there are pictures you don't show. Innocent acts of passion, moments of retraction, a love backhanded by fate, dark alleyways and dark dates. Don't make her wait. Don't make that choice for any girl. This is her life and her world. Treat her as if she was your own little girl. Give her the choice. Thank you.
Michael Noonan? It is Noonan. Oh, yes? Yeah, okay, cool. Yes, you can come.
This is a poem I wrote after Little Women's Christmas, and it was about a lady that I went over and she had a short miniskirt on, so. Strutting her stuff in her skimpy mini, she lit up that cold Little Women's Christmas night. The hush whispers, old men gaping, tongues hanging out, as the little diva frolicked about. Not hard to imagine what was going through their heads, and the thought of heading for their cold lonely beds. Skirting in the hall in her black heels, discarded later, flesh to board, in perfect time to heaven we soar.
I blame them, and then time, and then myself. But does it matter who blows the candle out? The infant of death knows no better. Innocence onto innocence, there is no music to come home to. The old forest burnt down. Hear the trees splintering, sharp like sickly bones. Hear my ribs cracking, the sides of my chest becoming erenuous wings. The tearing of my arteries as they stretch, and stretch, and stretch, and snap with a wet slick. Bloody sky, they say it's just a smoke that makes it scarlet. Deafening silence, where is there to mourn when the church is a pile of ash? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Tatiana Novakovsky.
I'm quite short. This is entitled Venus of Willendorf. The bath bleeds blue and pink. The smell of twilight fills the air. She doesn't look favorably upon the bruises on her body, and there is no way to hide them. Her eyes cannot differentiate from the old and the new purple stains. A symphony of groans leaves her lips as she lowers herself into the abyss. The dark waters cannot, however, hide what disgusts her sensibilities.
Here in this much visited place lie now ways of him and his ways. Not deeply lived enough then to be recalled with any satisfaction today. A sour past, a patch on today. Days passing, time scratches the under eyes and the side of mouth. Vegetables that grow in a pond. Eyes locked over a table where others are laughing during the song. A heavy sigh. at the sight of the head of a dog, or the endurance of the gap between lunching and dinner, dinner and sleep. Her crime, declaring too late the possession of selfish dreams. Her crime, misassignment of tool for the task, drafting those dreams with a HB pencil.
As a youngster, I trudged round our yard, splashed puddles, trundled toys behind me. I sometimes pegged stones at the rookery at the bottom of our dripping haggard, just to see if I could hit something. I didn't have a target in mind. I threw overhand, uncouthly, blindly. My missile sometimes shunted nests, or it would ring and clang down through the trees' branches, but eventually, like any repeated thing, I found it dull. And found myself in the yard less and less, and I threw stones at other things. But now I have found a reason to break this habit this season.
Unfortunately, this next one has to be our last quote because we've run out of time. But please come back next week and get first on the list, and we can hear all your wonderful poems. But the next person we have up is Owen Hurley, and it's his last night for a while. He's an O'Vale regular, but you're moving away to the Netherlands, if I'm correct, yes. So please give it up for Owen Hurley.
Some see a lazy junkie scabbing off the state. Others say he needs a helping hand to get back on his feet. Others say he's living his own life, let's leave him be. Three assumed truths for one reality, how can it be? Some say, oh, she's dressed for attention. Others are impressed she expressed her intentions. Some see a waste of space, rancid racist. Some say she's scared by the pace of the foreign faces and races from foreign places. So let's face it, these assumed truths are basically baseless. See, the world we inhabit exists mostly in our minds. Any truth we believe lets us read between the lines. But this truth we don't choose. It is discreetly defined in our youth through experience and what we read online. We meet on the street and do or don't greet. And whatever bullshit the mass media was last feeding you, planting seedy seeds in you. Perhaps we should loosen the noose of false truths, embrace our infinite ignorance, and taste our infinite bliss. Thank you.